I am joined by a man with many of our greatest hits that we have got to enjoy in the music scene, in music history, throughout the 80s, the 70s, and even today, he's still touring, even with his kids, who I got a good story to tell him later, but I'm not even going to tell him about it, by one of his kids. But yeah, we are joined by the one and only Money Man, Eddie Money, right now. Thanks so much for joining me here.
Hey, good morning, 92.3. I've heard a lot of great things about your station. I want to give a shout-out to Michelle, to Marie, to my good buddy Pizza Face. He doesn't have the world's greatest complexion, but he plays a lot like Jimi Hendrix. It's a pleasure to get on the air with you. We got so many friends in Fort Wayne. It's amazing, you know? I'm a Notre Dame fan since way back when, baby.
Absolutely. That's where I was going to start off. You know Fort Wayne loves the money, man.
Well, I love Fort Wayne, man. We got a lot of great friends there, and I just it's an amazing little rock and roll town. We really love it.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and get into it. There's so much to talk about. I'm going to try not to take up too much time out of your day. I know you're busy. I know you're still touring and got things to do. You're getting ready for the big show tomorrow that we will obviously promote only a couple hours from here. So I want people to make the trip. So let's go ahead and start off. I seen your tweet the other day, and it just kind of this was before my time, but obviously I listen to all your music and know how timeless it is. But you're coming up on 40 years for Life of the Taking. Obviously your second album that went platinum. So just talk a little bit about the Life of the Taking album. Reflect on it.
You know, Life of the Taking was a great record. And if you think about Life of the Taking, it was like, I mean, I saw this old man on the subway. You know, that's the train that people take in New York. And he was looking at me like, you're young, enjoy your life, do whatever you can.
Absolutely.
And he was a crippled man, and I wrote that song, Life of the Taking. And to this day, yeah, the record went double platinum. It's one of my favorite albums. And we still do Life of the Taking in the show, and people really love the song. I mean, Tommy Gervin plays a great guitar solo on it. Mm-hmm. And it's one of my favorite songs of all time. Thanks so much for asking.
One of my personal favorites as well. That's why I wanted to start with it. You got really big, obviously, in the early 80s. You took advantage of the MTV music video scene, obviously, with your creative videos, too, by the way. I don't want to just say music videos, but you took a nice twist with them. You know, you even included some humor in them. But just great videos with Shaking and Think I'm in Love. Just kind of reflect on, you know, coming up in the 80s in the MTV music video scene.
Well, you know, it was a lot of fun. If you think about it, when we did the Shaking video, that's actually Apollonia in that video.
Yeah.
Apollonia, the famous actress from Purple Rain with Prince. The first thing she actually did professionally in rock and roll was do my video. She was with the Shaking video. And, of course, I thought the video I Think I'm in Love was really great with me playing Jack Dracula. Of course, the kids don't get to see that video that much around the house because that's my first wife.
Yeah, I seen it in a past interview. You made a lot of jokes about that, but obviously we all know it's all in good fun with your wife, Laura. I know you guys have been married for a long time, but yeah. We've been together
31 years, you know, and she got me sober, and I quit smoking cigarettes. I'm lucky to say that I still got all my hair. I still got my voice, and we're still doing Baby Hold On, Two Tickets to Paradise, Think mm-hmm. I'm in Love, Want to Go Back, Shaking, Take Me Home Tonight. I mean, the big guy upstairs has really blessed me with a lot of hits, and we do everything we can to sound like the record. Mm-hmm. And playing with my kids has been a lot of fun, with Julian playing drums mm-hmm. and Desmond playing rhythm guitar. And, of course, Jessica out there stealing the show for me. She's really fantastic on show. And I got a knock on wood because we've been getting really great reviews in the papers, and the press loves it. Now we're doing this new reality show, the Access TV. Now, Access TV is Sammy Hagar's. I don't know if you're familiar with On the Road with Sammy Hagar, mm-hmm. but Sammy's a good buddy of mine. And we did this thing for Oprah Winfrey. Well, where are they now? And according to Mark Cuban, who's really quite a guy, this Dallas Mavericks,
yeah,
he liked everything. And we've been making this video, we've been making this reality show for the Access station, and people are raving about it. I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was actually going to be one of my questions. I actually seen that because I follow one of your sons on Twitter, and he was promoting that, and I was going to ask about it. It's a 10 episode reality series, correct?
Yes, it is, and I think some of it is really actually pretty funny, to tell you the truth. My wife says to me, "You look heavy on TV." I says, "Honey, you don't. We both know that the TV camera, the video camera, puts 10 pounds on you." She said to me, "How many cameras did they use?"
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm definitely going to be locked in. I know you guys have been sharing it, so I'm going to make sure I check that out. It'll be real money. It begins production, and yeah, we will definitely check that out.
Well, I appreciate that very much. We did an interview with Dan Rather, who I think is a fantastic interview. I mean, to do an interview with Dan Rather was really a feather in my cap. I thought he's been fantastic for so many years. And we're excited about everything that's going on. Dad's money, if you go to my kids' Dad's money, DZ money, I mean, he's got a promising career. He's a great songwriter, a good singer. He plays guitar, and he's got his own band called Dad's Money in the Phase that my son plays drums for him, too. So we've been having a lot of fun playing with the kids, you know?
That was one of my stories, okay? Just a couple of days ago, obviously, I knew that we had already booked this interview, so I was doing a little prep work. I was watching one of your past interviews, and they asked you about your kids, and you mentioned Dez Money in the interview. And I'm thinking, man, that name sounds familiar. I said, so the first thing I do is I get on Twitter. I search Dez Money, comes right up. He was actually one of my first follows on Twitter. So that's why it sounded so familiar. I've been following him since I first came on Twitter about 4 years ago. So that's he's making noise.
You know what? He's going to really appreciate that, too, because 93, you know, we got a lot of friends in Fort Wayne that listen to your station, too, and he's going to be thrilled, I'm telling you.
Well, I can't wait. Hopefully I can get something with him, too. It's just such a small world. I couldn't believe that I heard that in the interview. And I had to look it up because it sounded so familiar. So obviously his official music video, She's My Girl. Go ahead and check it out now. So, yeah, Dez Money Music. It's great stuff. So let's talk a little bit about because I know you were in a couple sitcoms. I'm a big TV guy, too. Talk a little bit about because you're a TV star, too. I've seen you in a couple TV shows. King and Queens. Talk a little bit about that, too.
Well, Kevin James is from Long Island like me, and he happens to be a very big Eddie Money fan. He knows all the lyrics to my songs and stuff like that. And, of course, he had that really big TV show, King of Queens. And he asked me if I wanted to be on the show, and they wrote an episode about me doing a show for them. I thought it was, a lot of people said it's one of the funniest episodes there is. And Kevin's a great guy, and I've been staying in touch with him. Now he's got the new show. He's talking about having me on again. But, you know, I've done a lot of TV, and, of course, we did that great video with Ronnie Spector, Take Me Home Tonight, which was really great. And I'm actually working on a new record right now with a guitar player named Waddy Wattell.
Ooh.
Now, Waddy Wattell, he played lead guitar for Joe Walsh, and he's playing with Stevie Nicks. And he did that great record with Keith Richards called The Fabulous Winos. He's been playing guitar for me, and we've been writing a bunch of new songs together. And we've got a couple of really big record labels that are interested in Eddie Money putting a new record out. So that's also very exciting.
Absolutely. I didn't see any of that on Twitter, so that's breaking news. We're glad to get that news because I was searching to see. I know you guys are still touring with the family. Can you give us any more further details on, you know, upcoming albums, any more singles, anybody you're working with?
Well, I'm going to put the new record I'm going to be putting out is called It's a Brand New Day,
okay,
which is a great record. And I've had so much time to work on the record, so I actually think the record's going to be right up there with, like, the No Control album. I mean, the songs are fantastic. I got a song called One More Soldier Coming Home, and I dedicate that to all our men and women in uniform serving our country all over the world. And then when I'm selling T-shirts at night, I'm also supporting these homeless dogs that you see on TV with the chains around their neck and the snow freezing their butts off. But the thing is they, what they do if you, this, this thing, Pets for Vets, they teach these homeless dogs how to take care of these wounded veterans. It's really a fantastic organization. So we're working with them. I love my veterans, and we're a good dog family. We got 8 dogs ourselves here, which is amazing. Yeah. And I feel great that we're helping the vets out and selling T-shirts for the vets and the dogs. So if anybody comes out to the show, don't think twice about coming out and buying a T-shirt. My T-shirts are not that expensive. You'll be helping out a couple of wonderful dogs. You'll be helping out these wounded veterans coming back, serving our country all over the world.
Talking to the one and only Money Man, Eddie Money, right now on the Latest Music Vibes show. Big 92.3, Fort Wayne's Greatest Hits. So real quickly, before I get to promoting the show that you have coming up, obviously, tomorrow night, I want to talk about the album Can't Hold Back. I did mention, you know, obviously everyone knows your big hit, Take Me Home Tonight, actually one of my personal favorites. I produce a sports show, and I play that I play that song at least once a week on the show to get out of the
break.
It's just so, I don't know, it's always been one of those songs, no matter what mood you're in, it just puts you in a good mood.
Thank you so much.
It really is.
Big Chet 92.3, you guys got a really amazing show, man. I've got my friends raving about it all the time. And
thank you.
It's a real pleasure to get on the air with you. It's just, it's really, exciting, man.
Just real quick before we get out of here, let's promote the show you got coming tomorrow. Now, I did see you promote. It was 2 tickets in Paradise prior to your show this past Saturday. So now it's only one. So we got 1 ticket to Paradise, which is tomorrow night at the French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana. It's only a couple hours away. You guys can make the trip, get your tickets. We did miss the show in Lawrenceburg at the Hollywood Casino Event Center. That was on Saturday, January 13th. But promote what you got coming at the French Lick Resort.
Well, that show at the event center last week, I got to knock on wood, because we got really some great reviews in the paper, and the radio stations were calling us back, and I had a chance to talk to a lot of fans. They loved Baby Hold On. They loved Take Me Home Tonight and Shaking, and, you know, it was a sold-out show, and it was really a lot of fun. But I tell you, I'm really looking forward to coming to French Lick, because I'm like a lot of people. You see, I'm a big basketball fan, and I know that for a fact that Larry Bird is actually, I'm a big Larry Bird fan. Him and Magic Johnson, I mean, way back when, I've been a big Larry Bird fan for the longest time, and I understand that he's actually from French Lick, Indiana, and somebody said he might be coming to the show. Wouldn't that be amazing to have Larry Bird, a Hall of Famer, coming down to an Eddie Money show? That would be really wonderful.
Hopefully he hears this and heads down there.
Right. Well, we got a lot of friends in Indiana, believe me. David Lurick, my other guitar player, is actually from Fort Wayne.
Oh, wow.
And he actually ran the Guitar Center in Fort Wayne there for 20 years. And we developed a lot of friendships with a lot of great people in Fort Wayne. And as a matter of fact, when we found out we were doing the show that was close to you guys, my phone was ringing off the hook. I'm telling you the fact.
Oh, wow. That's great news. I told you when we started the interview, Fort Wayne loves the money, man. And hopefully they get down to French Lick.
I tell you, I love Fort Wayne, and I gave my friends a shout out. It's such a great little rock and roll town, and probably the most amazing football team in the entire world. You're talking about God's team. Come on, man. I know I'm going to be ready. Get ready for a good game when you guys are playing football.
I hope everyone enjoys the show. I hope you have a good time. And if you're in Fort Wayne, stop by and see us. Let's bring you in studio. Let's hang out for a day, and let's bring you to the city.
I'd love to get in the air with you and actually get on the show live and take phone calls and stuff like that. And
yes.
You just tell somebody, thanks for the phone call. Tell somebody this weekend. I mean, it's not going to be that cold. Tell them to come down and do some shaking with the money, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got 2 tickets. I got 2 tickets, but I'm taking everybody.
Absolutely. Let's do it. All right. Thank you so much, Eddie, for coming on. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again, okay?
92.3, great radio station. Thanks for having me on, buddy.